Hey, this is Kate, and you're listening to the Self-Love Podcast, Quality and You. Hello, my fellow high vibers, and welcome back to another episode of the Self-Love Podcast, Quality and You. I'm your host, Kate, and I'm so excited to have you here with me today. The topic that we're tackling today is something I like to refer to as ripples and echoes. You may be wondering how ripples and echoes have anything to do with this podcast, but they are amazingly important components when living a spiritual path of enlightenment. In this podcast episode, I'll explain how your ripples and echoes affect your daily life and affect those around you. So I wanted to give you all a good example of ripples. And the thing that I came up with that was most relatable for me was skipping rocks. Have you ever skipped rocks? When I was a kid, I remember my grandpa showing me how to skip rocks across water. The flatter the rock, the better, he would say, as he showed me the perfect way to hold the stone, and with a flick of the wrist, it would release and skip across the top of the water. As the rock hit the water, it would make tiny ripples at the center and grow out into larger ripples that extended outward from the point of contact. When you're feeling negative emotions, such as anger, hurt, or aggravation, then just like the stone in the water, you're creating your own ripples. Only your ripples don't just make tiny waves in water. They extend from you. They become your outpour and affect the people around you. Whatever is in your ripple is in your energy, in your personal space. And whoever is near you will sense that. It works just like the stone that makes the waves, only in energy form. Your inner emotions ripple from you and extend, echoing outward. Whoever is near your energy field is somewhat subject to your vibes, your echoes. This is a big deal. It can affect so much. I know because I've seen and felt this firsthand. When I envision myself on my spiritual path, I see me riding this beautiful white horse alongside the beach. Just me and this majestic horse riding alongside a beautiful ocean. This is a visualization that helps me in keeping focus because sometimes I can be easily distracted. In fact, I joke and I tell my mom at times when I think of this visualization, it feels as though my foot is in the stirrup and I'm being pulled alongside this horse through the sand. In other words, barely hanging on. When I allow things to pull my focus away from my intended spiritual path, or if I don't allow myself the necessary time to have moments of silence, moments of peace, moments of reflection, and time to study, I can start to feel a little chaotic and frazzled. This creates a sort of downward spiraling ripple that is felt not only by me, but by my family. I've noticed if my ripples are filled with this chaotic, busy, overwhelming feeling, that it has a huge effect on my kids and the people around me, negatively. When we feel stressed or overwhelmed, it can at times be forgotten that we know any spiritual knowledge or spiritual tips that help deal with circumstances like this. And when I say that, what I mean is in the moment, sometimes we do not practice what we know. It seems to just kind of all go out the window. We get caught up in the moment and we sink into emotional chaos that has no structure, no light at the end of the sinkhole. This is exactly what I'm talking about with ripples and echoes. When you ripple down into this sinkhole, your echoes become infused with its chaotic nature. This infusion penetrates your energy field, and the echoes that project from you create negative vibes. If you do not stop this as soon as you become aware of what's happening, the effects can be very, very big to repair. Personally, I tend to get caught up with certain things that may seem exciting in the now. I can take spontaneous a little too far sometimes. Some of that is a good thing, but if you take something that may require more time to be laid out and you rush it, then you may be faced with problems. When I do this and I get toward the end of the situation and my puzzle pieces that I've rushed in don't quite fit like they should, I start to allow frustration and an out-of-balance energy to flow through me. It starts as small ripples and then gets larger and larger with every ounce of focus it receives, every ounce of energy I allow it to consume of me. This echoes outward toward my family, who are the closest people to me. I have noticed when this is happening, sometimes peace gets disturbed. My children notice this also, and it can ripple to them, making them feel aggravated. My oldest at times has expressed stress towards me in these situations, for my ripple has created a negative echo, and she has been in contact with me, and it has in return affected how she is feeling. This is just an example of how allowing something that's off track with your spiritual journey to throw you off your horse and cause disruption, cause the negative ripples and echoes. I have a little exercise that I would like for you all to try for me and see if this helps you if you get in those places of the negative ripples and echoes. This has really helped me, and I don't struggle too much with any of the negativity of the ripples and echoes anymore. Usually it's just all from a peaceful balance now that I've put all this into practice. But I wanted to share this with you so that you could potentially put it into practice in case you were struggling in that situation. So when something starts to pull you off track and you start to feel yourself slipping into emotions of discomfort, aggravation, frustration, overwhelming stress, anxiety, and so on, I'd like for you to try something with me. I'd like for you to press stop. Make yourself self-aware of what is happening and stop everything. Ask yourself, where is this feeling coming from? What happened that's causing this feeling? Do a retrace. Trace back through the ripples and get to the core of the emotion, the center point of contact. Study it. Study the situation that you've traced back to. Then choose to look at it differently than you are right now. Look at it with peace instead of a negative emotion. I'm asking you to allow your spirit within to rise and allow the inner peace within you to be stronger than any negative emotion you're feeling. There is another way to look at every situation. There is a peace that can replace the other feeling. Just like the upset emotion that has risen, so can peace. As you've already learned, you can control your emotions. Control them here in upsetting situations. Become aware that you've stopped in quicksand. Stop. Look around for a branch. Grab onto it and pull yourself out. I'm saying look for peace to grab onto, and then allow it to pull you from chaos. Approach situations that can cause a break in the spiritual flow with compassion. All things that are negative are simply things that haven't been put into alignment, things that lack. They are lost. If you allow yourself to submerge into the unenlightened things and situations that arise in life without allowing your spirit and personal enlightenment to shine through, you can become lost too. So, it is in these circumstances that you will be able to practice your tools of spiritual knowledge and self-growth, your tools of enlightenment, to their fullest potential. You will have to be the light in the darkness. You are the light. When you start changing your approach to compassionate and peaceful, you will begin changing your ripples. This changes your echoes that are vibrating from you. Your energy that surrounds you will generate what you are infusing into it, peace and compassion. Whoever you encounter will be stepping into this vibe you've surrounded yourself with. It's really quite simple if you step back and think about it. Would you rather be around someone that's nice, emitting love for all in a calm approach, or would you rather be around someone that's frustrated, emitting chaos and aggravation? Apply this to yourself. Emit positive ripples and echoes. I do have a little tip I want to add in here. It's quite simple, but it's easily forgotten. Remember that what you put out is what you get back. Example, like if you're yelling at your kids to clean their room, to pick up their shoes, or hurry, you're going to be late, and you find them getting an attitude with you quite often, they may be eating from the bowl you filled with aggressive tone and attitude. I know it can be frustrating when you've told them last night to do their homework, put it in their backpack, and then when you walk out the door, they turn back to get it because they didn't listen. But do yourself a favor and don't yell. You can express your point without screaming. Raising your volume can raise the entire house volume. Keep it on as normal level as possible so things don't become more chaotic than necessary. Try your best in moments of frustration to make your point in a calm way. And I know that some of you all don't have kids, so I use that example because that's a good place. Kids can be a very, they can provide excellent opportunities for self-growth and life lessons. So I always try to use that as an example. But, you know, it goes with everything in your life. When in those moments of frustration, try to make your response in the calmest way possible from the most enlightened point you can at that moment. Well, I'm so glad that you all have joined me today to talk about ripples and echoes. I hope that I mentioned something in there that you can take with you and help you throughout your day anytime you start feeling frustrated or just out of balance in general. I hope that you're able to stop in that quicksand and realize that what you put out is what you're going to get back so that you can flip it in a positive way to benefit your day and to benefit your life and to benefit those around you. I really appreciate you all tuning in to the podcast. Remember, you can follow us on Buzzsprout, Stitcher, Amazon, Apple, and all other major podcast platforms. I hope you all have an absolutely wonderful day, and as always, much light and love.
Thank you.